In a lush valley below a great hill stand three farms, owned by three of the most unpleasant men imaginable. Bogus, enormously fat, devours three boiled chickens daily. Bunce, pot-bellied and dwarf-like, has a peculiar appetite for goose liver paste donuts. Bean, pencil-thin and clever, subsists almost entirely on apple cider. Though different in appearance, one fat, one short, one lean, they share a singular trait, meanness. Local children even sing about them. Bogus and Bunce and Bean, one fat, one short, one lean, these horrible crooks, so different in looks, were nonetheless equally mean. Their farms overflow with food, while their hearts remain cold and greedy, obsessed with guarding their bounty against one particular adversary who has been outwitting them for years. Atop the hill lives the Fox family in a comfortable hole beneath a magnificent tree. Mr. Fox, handsome with a spectacular bushy tail he takes immense pride in, embarks on nightly shopping trips to the farms below. His practical wife worries constantly about his safety, while their four small foxes admire their father's daring provider role. What makes Mr. Fox remarkable isn't just his thievery, but his methodical approach, always moving with the wind in his face to detect lurking farmers, understanding their routines intimately, knowing exactly when and where to strike. "I can smell those goons from a mile away," he often boasts to his concerned wife. This isn't mere bravado. His family's survival depends on his exceptional abilities. Yet beneath this necessity lies something more complex. He enjoys the thrill of outsmarting the farmers almost as much as the food he brings home. One evening, Mr. Fox prepares to raid Bunce's farm for ducks. Despite his wife's premonition of danger, he dismisses her. "I'm too clever for those fools." This time, the farmers wait upwind with shotguns, neutralizing his sense of smell. He senses danger a moment before they fire, saving his life but costing him his beautiful tail, his most prized possession. As Mrs. Fox tends his wound, we glimpse rare vulnerability from the usually confident Mr. Fox. "It will never grow back," he laments. The farmers, having tasted blood, want more. Bean proposes, "We'll dig him out." The sound of shovels above sends terror through the Fox family as dirt falls from their ceiling. "They'll kill us all," whispers Mrs. Fox as their home becomes a trap. Just as a shovel breaks through, Mr. Fox realizes foxes can dig faster than men. This transforms them from victims to survivors as they frantically dig downward. The farmers escalate dramatically with enormous tractors, mechanical shovels, and pneumatic drills. Their machines transform the peaceful hillside into an apocalyptic landscape. Engines roaring, trees toppling, and animals fleeing as nature is torn apart in their vengeful pursuit. Underground, the Fox family huddles in their shrinking sanctuary. "Dig for your lives," Mr. Fox shouts as daylight breaches their tunnel. A desperate race unfolds between diesel-powered equipment and a family fighting for survival with bloodied paws. By lunchtime, the hill resembles a war zone, drawing onlookers from surrounding villages. "They must be mad," villagers whisper, recognizing what the farmers cannot. Their vendetta has become entirely disproportionate, spending thousands on equipment far exceeding their losses. After 6 exhausting hours, the farmers stop. Bean's face has turned purple with rage as they reach the fox's hole at the bottom of the enormous crater. Though tired, they vow to stay until they've caught the fox. "We'll starve him out," Bean declares. The farmers establish a siege, eating conspicuously near the foxhole to taunt their prey. Inside, the hungry fox children beg to snatch the food, but Mrs. Fox recognizes the trap. Bean orders all 108 farm workers to form an armed perimeter around the hill, making escape seemingly impossible. After 3 days without food, the foxes are starving. The children whimper, and Mrs. Fox weakens, though Mr. Fox's senses remain sharp. He can still smell Bean a mile away. The farmers don't anticipate how desperation fuels innovation. On the third day, Mr. Fox quietly contemplates before announcing, "I've got a bit of an idea." His enthusiasm falters when he realizes more digging is required in their weakened state. The small foxes eagerly volunteer, "We're not too weak, Father. We can dig." Their youthful determination revitalizes Mr. Fox. Though Mrs. Fox is too weak to join, Mr. Fox and his children prepare to dig again, this time with purpose. "We're going to dig in a very special direction," Mr. Fox says mysteriously, concealing his full plan to maintain hope. The family digs until they hit Bogus's chicken house number one. What seemed random was actually a calculated heist based on his mental map. Badger arrives after days of aimless digging with grim news. Armed men surround them, half the wood is destroyed, and all burrowing animals are trapped underground and starving. When Badger blames him, Mr. Fox accepts responsibility and immediately offers a solution. "I invite you to share our feast." Rather than hoarding food, he extends help to all affected animals. The plan expands. Badger's son spreads the news while Badger helps dig tunnels to Bunce's storehouse of ducks, geese, and cured meats. The smallest fox suggests taking carrots for the rabbits, showing how the community forms with each animal's needs considered. Their final raid leads to Bean's cellar, where they find cider jars and meet Rat, selfish and territorial, refusing to share what he considers his domain. This encounter contrasts Mr. Fox's communal approach with Rat's every animal for himself mentality. Returning home, Mr. Fox discovers a large underground dining room where 29 animals, all the fox, badger, mole, rabbit, and weasel families, gather around a table laden with their spoils. The feast symbolizes more than nourishment. It represents community resilience and how shared adversity creates bonds. Badger toasts Mr. Fox for saving their lives, while Mrs. Fox shyly declares her husband a fantastic fox, acknowledging how individual talents can serve a community's greater good. Mr. Fox ironically thanks Messrs. Bogus, Bunce, and Bean for the meal. Their obsession has backfired spectacularly. While trying to destroy the Fox family, they've inadvertently fed the entire animal community. Mr. Fox proposes they all remain underground permanently, creating a subterranean village with separate family homes. "I will go shopping for you all every day," he promises, "and you will never again be hungry or afraid." Their desperate escape has evolved into an alternative society based on shared resources and individual talents. Above ground, the three farmers sit miserably in the rain beside their tents, guns ready, waiting for a fox who will never emerge. Their obsession has become their prison, while beneath them, a vibrant community thrives. True success stems not from strength or resources, but from adaptability, creativity, and transforming challenges into opportunities. Sometimes losing something valuable, even your magnificent tail, leads to discovering your most fantastic self.